provides for our health. He provides for us. He sustains us. And so I thought it would be really, really good to kind of end on Psalm 23 and just break it down just a little bit. And then we'll end with this. So Psalm 23, the New Living Translation, here are the words. And Daniel, if you'll just lead those up through the entire time, that would be helpful. Thank you. So it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, or the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid, for You are close beside me. Your rod and Your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely Your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." When we read Psalm 100 a few minutes ago, it talks about how we are His sheep. He is our shepherd, as Psalm 23 says. So this imagery of being a sheep and being a shepherd. Obviously, shepherds are the men and the women who take care of the flock, making sure the animals don't get them, they have the right food, they have the right water. They're their provider, their protector, they're everything. Sheep are not the brightest animals on the planet. They probably would be not so healthy if they did not have a shepherd. So if we look through this little passage here, I'm just going to go through and break down each little piece, spend just a couple minutes doing that. So because of our shepherd, because of God, His Son Jesus Christ, we have all that we need. All that we need. Even when we feel like we have nothing, we have all that we need. And then He starts talking about what we have and what we need. He brings us rest and peace. The NLT uses green meadows. It reminds me, I didn't know what a meadow was till I moved to California, because evidently you go to the mountains and they have meadows. Where I grew up, they were valleys or green patches. But here they're meadows. They're these beautiful, small, quiet places in the middle of these beautiful mountains in the Sierras. And we can find peace there. We find rest there. So we have rest and we can have peace because of our shepherd. And then He says, then I can have our strength renewed. My strength is renewed on a daily basis. Every day we can find strength. It can be renewed. Even if yesterday was difficult and hard and I failed, we can have strength today. It's renewed every day. And on top of that, then, He guides us. He says, He guides me along the right paths. We can have guidance because of our shepherd. We don't have to wander through life wondering if we're going the right way, if this is going to be okay. We can have guidance because of our shepherd. And then my favorite part there is that we have guidance. Something happens when we have guidance. It brings honor to His name. When we are being guided by the shepherd, when we're being guided by God, my life that I live in the midst of that guidance brings honor to God. To the point, though, even when it's the darkest, bordering on death, I don't have to be afraid. You know, last week we had some people come up here reading. We were kind of joking around about, you know, people standing in front of people. Some people are afraid of that more than they are afraid of death. But the fear of death is pretty high on the things that people are afraid of. But because of our shepherd, even when things are close to that point, even if it's a physical, emotional death or a spiritual death, even when we're that close, I don't have to be afraid. Why? Because You are close beside me, He says. Even at that point. There's another psalm that they made a song out of. It talks about when we are wherever we are, God is there. In the highest of highs, God is there. In the lowest, even it says, even in hell, even in the pits of the darkness, God is there. Because He is our shepherd. So His staff is the thing He moves the sheep around. Those things, that is an emblem or a symbol or imagery of protection and comfort. And then my favorite part of this verse is verse 5. This chapter is verse 5. It says, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessing." It's this imagery, this picture of God preparing a table, a meal for you, and you're going to go sit down and eat a meal with Him. And who's the guest of honor? Not Him, but you. This is beautiful imagery. We've been talking about it for weeks now. We talked about it last week. That when we are in fellowship together, we share meals together. When we're in fellowship with God, He prepares a place for us to be honored. And it's in the presence of all the things that we battle with. They call it our enemies in this passage. The people, the circumstances, the stuff that we battle with. That table is in the presence of those things. That meal that we're having with God, and we're the honored guest, it's in the presence of those things that we struggle with, that we battle with, the people that we struggle with. And that we're the honored guest. Because those things are defeated, not because of us, but because of Him. And then He anoints our head with oil. That's just an imagery of being honored. It was something that they would do in this culture, in the Hebrew culture, and they would anoint the honored guest's head with oil. Jesus' head is anointed a couple of times in the New Testament. Just an honored thing. They would take olive oil, standard stuff you cook with, they put some perfume in it, make it smell really good, and they would anoint their head with oil. And then the imagery goes on, and so my cup overflows. The blessings continue regularly. My cup never stops being full. It overflows. Why? Because He's our shepherd. And He knows what we need, and He's able to provide those things. And then He ends it very, very wonderfully. He says, "Surely Your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." Not that we pursue Him, not that we were the ones that initiated. He pursued us and has always pursued us first. Yes, one day we may wake up to our spiritual life, and maybe it's when you were a kid, maybe it's when you're an adult, but one day you wake up and realize there is a God, and you like, maybe I should figure out how to follow that God. Some of us get to that point in life, but the reality is that you didn't find Him. He's found you. And you just realized He's been there the whole time. He's always pursued us with His unfailing love and goodness. So that one day we may live in His house forever. Amen. So God is our provider. He is our shepherd. He is what we are to be thankful for. And we can remember that. And we would be best served if we remember that more often than the 2 days after Thanksgiving. On a daily basis, we remember the provision that He gives us. It's not always what we need, but it's what we want, but it is what we need. So our worship team is going to come. We're going to close the service. And I'm going to pray for us. Just a prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you very much for participating today, those of you did. Thank you very much. We can all be thankful for what God has given us. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who has come and made it possible to be in relationship with you. God, we thank you for your provision. We thank you that you protect us, that you give us all that we need. God, I pray that we would recognize what we need versus what we want. God, that we would recognize that you've been pursuing us our whole lives. God, wake us up to your presence. God, I thank you for your provision. I thank you for your protection. Even in the moments where it's close to death, thank you that you are there. God, thank you that you're there even in death. And I praise you that your Son conquered death, that we do not have to be fearful anymore. God, above all, I pray that when we are guided by you, our lives bring glory and honor to you. As we go, as we tell, as we testify, we tell people about the provision and the love and the things that you give us, that people would see it and you would be glorified in that. God, we pray this in your name today. Amen.